Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I failed to state it is 9 a.m. First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473140 through 473169, checks number 473171 through 473216, warrants 8231 through 8233, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 473170.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have one abstain. Motion carries. Moving down, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 11th, executive session minutes for September 11th, and September 13th of 2023.
I move to approve September 11th, 2023, regular session minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve September 13th of 2023 minutes.
Is that executive?
No,
sorry.
It's not executive. That's it.
That's regular session minutes in order to go into executive session.
I keep getting in the wrong spot. Yes.
Did you find it?
I did now. Yep. Second. Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Motion carries.
Aye.
Oh, aye. Yeah.
I move to approve executive session minutes September 11th. And September 13th, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have City of Branson Funding Agreement Approval Request for Lift Station Number 46, Construction Completion. In front of us, we have Mr. John Suti and Kendall Powell.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is this the one that we gave you guys a verbal agreement on? Or?
No, so this would be the original request that we placed to Brad Albritton, or John Suti and Brad Albritton.
Okay. This is already part of the original budget.
Yeah, we discussed this back some time ago when the mayor came over and Kendall, and we set up in your meeting chambers upstairs and discussed the three.
That's when we gave the verbal.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. There's three projects. Lift Station 46 was part of the original request, and then we had Lift Station 34 was also part of that original request. We asked for additional monies for Lift Station 10.
Okay. That's not this.
That's not this. No.
Okay. So you guys will be coming.
Yes.
Yeah. Before the end of the year, I don't know.
Yes, my hope is, so Lift Station 10 and 34 are lumped together in the same set of plans, so I'm working with the engineer of record to get an updated seal on the plans, and once we get that, we'll go out to bid hopefully in late October, early November, to make a December meeting for you guys, hopefully.
Gotcha. Okay. So this was already part of the original budget. Brad, you're good with it. John, you're good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
None.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the City of Branson for the City Sewer System Improvement Project Lift Station Number 46, construction completion, construction phase.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we need to do seven more meetings and have three more reads and then finally approve it? Or?
He's on a roll today. He had a short vacation. He's on a roll.
Well, good for him. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you all. Next on our agenda, we have approval for Lester E. Cox Medical Center NAP project. It's the local government certification. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry, I did not catch your name as I walked in.
It's Dedum.
Dedum.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
You are representing Cox Medical Center?
Yes, I am. And today we are asking for the approval of the local government certification form to be signed by your commission for us to be able to apply for the NAP tax credit application with the Department of Economic Development as part of their application process. So this project would be for the NAP cycle, and it's a $15 million, 30-square-foot clinic that we're building right by Red Flax, the Branson Clinic for Cox Health, which will include urgent care, occupational medicine specialty clinic, and we're consolidating all of our family medicine clinics into this super clinic. So we're excited, and construction is going really well. The purpose of, obviously, the NAP tax credit is to entice fundraising to get about 70% tax credit available through the Department of Economic Development to make sure that we are fundraising for this Branson Clinic to help with the cost of it. So as part of this project, we would appreciate your approval so we can move forward with the NAP tax credit application, which is due October 4th. So.
If I remember right, we approved this, but
yes.
What this is just to have it under the name had to be
different. Yes, we thank you for that. We applied for it, but they required, because we are Cox Health Foundation, they required that it would be under Lester E. Cox. Yes. It's a technicality, but we're reapplying for the next cycle, so that's why we're back. It's the same projects. It's just a name change that's happening. So
thank you.
So do we need to approve the...
So I have the form here because it has to be signed by our CEO, and he already signed it, notarized, and so I need you to sign this section of it. So if you tell me when
that's the local government certification portion?
Yes, it's the section 4 under local government certification. So I would be happy to provide you this form so that we can get that signed if you could.
I have a copy here if you don't see it.
I got it.
You did? Okay.
I think we have to have it attested. I think there's some stuff on our end, maybe. I don't know. What did we do last time? Do you know, Stephanie?
I fear the auditor probably would have to.
There's no money coming through us. So
oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I think at the end of the meeting you had signed it upstairs.
Yeah, once we did it in front of.
And then Nikki took care of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Got all of our original copies and got everything she needed.
Yes.
Stephanie
Correct.
Needed. Okay. So I guess we need to approve the local government certification for the Lester E. Cox Medical Center NAP project. Is that and allow you to sign? Is that the motion?
That should be how it works, yes.
Move to approve the local government certification and the approval of the Lester E. Cox Medical Center NAP project and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign on behalf of Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's all we have on the agenda for down here. We are scheduled for roundtable upstairs at 9:15. I have 9:09 a.m. We will be in recess.